Witness of Ancient Wisdom, Isaiah 35, 1-10, John 16, 20-24. People who are marginalized are othered, are told that they should be ashamed of whom they are or how they live. Poor people shouldn't enjoy things that cost money. LGBTQ plus people shouldn't be proud of their love or expressions of identity or gender. People of color shouldn't laugh too loud or find joy or value in their own communities. Women shouldn't find joy in anything but bearing children and taking care of the household. And yet God has given us the gift of joy for everyone. It is an act of resistance that even in the midst of heartache and struggle, we find ways to enjoy life together. Today's biblical stories, a passage centering joy from the book of Isaiah, and Jesus talking about how even in the face of death, joy can be present, remind us of why joy matters and how holding on to joy along with pain can be transformational. Isaiah 35, 1 through 10. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and shouting. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The majesty of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be opened. And the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fool, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. John 16, 2-24. Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish, because the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Witness of Modern Wisdom by Emily McDowell. Love and joy and fun are your original factory settings. In a world filled with tragedy and pain, to commit to your joy is a revolution, and you were born to be a revolutionary. God is still speaking.
Thank you, Lynn. Will you pray with me? Merciful God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our help and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning. As I said before, today we are beginning a new worship series we're calling Resistance is Biblical. That's to counter the message from the Borg, you know, resistance is futile, Resistance is not futile. Resistance is biblical. But let's be clear. When we talk about resistance, we're not talking about partisan politics. We're not talking about left or right or blue or red. This is about something much deeper. This is about what Scripture shows us again and again, that when God's people are faced with oppression, injustice, or despair, they don't just give up. They resist. And resistance in the Bible takes many forms. Sometimes it looks like truth-telling. Sometimes it looks like rest in the face of empire's constant demands. Sometimes it looks like art or disruption and delay or remembering. Today, it looks like joy. Today, if you haven't noticed yet, we are focusing on joy. In particular, the concept of joy as resistance. On the kind of joy that is a willful act of resistance to the forces of oppression and injustice in our world. I was reading in the Hillsborough Herald over the weekend about our Latino neighbors here in Hillsborough and how they were preparing for El Grito de Independencia, a festival that celebrates Mexican independence with food and music and dancing, always bright colors and a lot of community pride. It's a joyful, beautiful celebration of freedom. But as I read in the news article, this year, Hillsborough's festival was canceled. It was canceled not because the community lost interest, not because there was no joy left. I suspect it was canceled because of fear. Fear of attracting immigration enforcement, fear of being racially profiled, or simply the fear that it would not be a safe place for all. And yet, the community's response was not silence. It was not to give up. The organizers said, "We will still celebrate." And they decided to gather this year online to sing and to dance anyway. And in the article, the writer used the very words, "Because joy is resistance." Talking about this morning. Joy that pushes back against fear. Joy that says, you can threaten my rights, you can even take away my freedom, but you cannot take away my joy. Now, all throughout history, those on the margins have taught us this truth. If you've ever heard of black joy, the laughter, the dancing, the music of people who were enslaved and segregated, yet found ways to sing spiritual songs like "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." They were practicing black joy. And queer joy, the parades and rainbows, the dancing in the streets that says, we are here, we are beloved, and we will not be erased. And yes, immigrant joy. The joy, the food, the festivals, the songs that hold on to culture and identity, even in the face of suspicion and hostility. Time and again, the witness is the same. Joy is a powerful form of resistance. This is the kind of joy I believe Jesus was talking about in the Gospel of John. He's preparing his disciples for that moment he knows is coming, when he'll be arrested, he may face death. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He says, you will weep and mourn. You will have pain. He tells them the truth that their world is going to come crashing down. But then he gives them a promise. He says, I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you. No one, not empire, not execution, not even death. That's the profound radical joy that resonates with us still today. It's not a naive, don't worry, be happy kind of feeling. It doesn't erase the grief. It doesn't ignore it or magically make the anguish go away, but it says despair will not have the last word. Centuries earlier, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed the same truth. He spoke to a people who knew disappointment and despair and displacement. The book of Isaiah begins at a time of prosperity under Kings Uzziah and Jotham, and tells of how that prosperity meant, for some, great comfort, and meant inequity and poverty for many others. The poor were oppressed, the leaders chased after idols, and soon came Assyrians, threatening from the north, then Babylonians from the east, conquering and dragging off their people into exile. Later Persia. And it wasn't for 2 years or 4 years, but for generations that they were a people living under the weight of oppression. Resistance of any kind must have felt futile against such power. What could a poem or a song possibly do in the face of empire? Yet, Isaiah penned this song, penned this beautiful poem, the imagery of a wilderness that shall be glad, a desert that shall rejoice and blossom again. And he speaks of those on the margins of their society. The lame shall leap like a deer, the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. Isaiah remembered what we too often forget. A song, a dance, a poem is not frivolous. It's faith, it's protest, it's hope. And the joy that we find in these forms is itself a form of resistance. Sometimes I confess I wonder the same thing Isaiah's people must have wondered. What am I doing here? I'm spending so much time writing this little sermon or putting together a few hymns and readings and prayers. When outside wars are raging, our neighbors live in fear, when despair seems to have the upper hand, what good are these songs of joy? Well, my friends, joy is one of the most powerful tools that we've been given. And activists on the front lines of protest have known this for a long time. We must raise our voices, we must sing our songs, we must gather at tables of hope again and again, for this is what revives and sustains us in the long journey towards justice and peace. Friends, my message for today is that despite what it might feel like, our resistance is never futile. It is necessary. It is faithful. It is biblical. Every prayer lifted, every hymn sung, every festival celebrated, every laugh shared over a cup of coffee and a scoop of ice cream, these are acts of defiance against that spirit of despair. Now, to be clear, joy is not the same as escapism. Sometimes we just want to escape those things in our world. I'm not saying just keep on the sunny side and ignore the news entirely. That's not what I mean. Sometimes when the world feels so heavy, it can feel wrong to laugh or to celebrate. We wonder, am I ignoring the pain? Am I pretending everything will be okay when it won't, when it isn't? But joy as resistance doesn't deny the pain. It names it, it carries it, and it insists even here there is beauty. Even now, is life. As activist Rebecca Solnit puts it, joy doesn't betray but sustains activism. When you face a politics that aspires to make you fearful, alienated, and isolated, joy is an act of insurrection. Or in the words of poet Toy Derricotte, joy is an act of resistance. Isaiah promises that sorrow and sighing will flee away. Jesus promises that no one can take our joy. neighbors remind us through El Grito and through rainbow crosswalks that joy will not be erased. Beloved, this is the good news. The desert will bloom. The festival will go on. The song will rise again. The rainbow will not be blackened out. Joy is resistance. Joy is biblical. So let us sing, let us dance, let us laugh. Not because the world is easy, but because God is faithful. Not because there is no sorrow, but because sorrow will not have the last word. Amen?
Amen.
I've sort of fallen out of the habit of offering you reflection questions in the bulletin. But I will offer you these before we transition to our next song. What are some of the rituals of joy that we practice in times of worry or despair? Who are some of the communities that you look to for inspiration in this way? And how might you commit to practicing joy as resistance in this coming week? I invite us now, as we're able, to stand again in body or spirit and join in a new song, Joy in Resistance.